2024 is going to be a tough year for fitness professionals because a recession is coming and so many gym owners are still reeling from the pandemic in 2020. And I've seen many passionate gym owners get wiped out in the last 24 months because they didn't have these three pillars in place. So give me the next 5 minutes and I'm going to reveal to you the three core pillars you must have in place to protect and prepare your business for the next winter time. So number one is consistent lead generation. So back a few years ago, you could just go to Facebook, run some easy ads for a low barrier offer, like a free week trial, and you'd get a ton of leads. You could make a bunch of sales and then sit back and wait until the next time you needed some clients. But today, if you try that, you're going to be in for a nasty surprise because lead costs on Facebook have increased year on year. I've been running ads for 10 years for gyms. And it's getting more and more expensive all the time because there's more competition and a lot of fit pros are running ads to the same target audience. So not only that, your market are becoming more sophisticated and they've seen the same kind of offers over and over again. So to ensure that you keep growing consistently by at least 10 new members every month, you've got to start upping your game when it comes to marketing and sales. You need to create a unique, higher value offer that nobody else in your town can compete with. You need to raise your fees to attract better quality clients. You need to track your ads and sales daily and know your numbers inside out. And you need to be really studying marketing and sales and developing your skills, because I guarantee there are one or two trainers in your area right now who are focused on mastering those skills. And long term, those are the guys who are going to win. This is a really important pillar. You need to save at least 6 months of run rate cash. Run rate refers to the amount of months your business could keep running and pay all its expenses if no new money came in. So 90% of gyms, to put this in perspective for you, have less than 1 month run rate, meaning if they lost all their revenue today, they'd have no money in 3 weeks from now. That means you would have to then downsize your rent, fire staff members, and stop marketing, and you wouldn't be able to pay yourself. And the problem is that making those cuts makes it 10 times harder to even get back on track. So I advise that gym owners start putting aside a minimum of 3 to 6 months of operating reserve cash. And we did this in 2019. We put about 12 months of cash aside for our two locations at the time. And that allowed us then, when the pandemic hit, we managed to go through the lockdowns. We didn't have to fire anyone. And in fact, we were able to maximize the opportunity by buying up other gyms that would have otherwise gone under. And we tripled the size of our business during lockdown. And thirdly is innovating value. So in times of challenge, this creates opportunity for some pioneers to stand out and add more value to the marketplace. So a recession and a saturated market means we have to step up and over-deliver to the next level. So two things we've really focused on in our gyms over the last 12 months is, number one, emphasizing and growing the community aspect, putting on more social events, more meetups, accountability partners, getting our members together in and outside the gym as much as possible. And the other thing that we focus on is client-centric coaching. So what that means is this: there are 168 hours in a week, and your clients spend only 3 hours a week training with you in the gym. That means there's 165 hours that they're not with you, but that's actually where they need the most coaching and support. So you already have your training in the gym. You also want to make sure that you're adding levels or layers of personalized coaching for each client to support them outside the gym, helping them with their nutrition, helping them stay inspired, helping them stay accountable, helping them become aware and to change their overall habits that are self-sabotaging. And adding this new dimension of coaching, lifestyle coaching, is really going to make a difference. And this is where a lot of gyms can stand out and innovate, so they're not just offering 3 workouts a week and a meal plan. So now is the time to step up and add more value if you want to stay relevant and you want to survive and even thrive in the next recession. And if you don't want to get hit hard like 90% of gym owners will in the next year, then do the opposite to what they're doing and focus instead on generating leads and sales consistently by knowing your numbers, build up those cash reserves, and innovate your service to add more value. Now, there are way more than those three pillars that I teach gym owners and things that we're putting into place in our own business where we have more than 20 studios. So if you want to know how to protect and prepare your business, reach out to me or drop a comment and I'll get back to you.